Okay, so we're here in the French Pavilion, and here with David, who's an architecture student from Nantes, and he's been living here for a few days, and we're just at the end of Lucien Kroll's week of the eco week that's happened here in the Pavilion. So first of all, could you just tell us a little bit about your impression of this Pavilion, or the Meta Villa, what you think about it, or how you feel having been here?
Well, I'm just going to explain a bit why I came here, because just a friend of mine told me that they were just existing, so I needed a place to stay in Venice, so I asked them if I could come and sleep here, so that's why I came at first. What I like about this thing is that they're trying to show the process more than a finished product. And it's kind of a good thing when you're talking about architecture, I think, because just saying that it's never finished, or it starts sometime and then it ends, but something other stuff starts again, and it's never almost never finished. So that's why I can resist with what I'm doing for the my studio in Nantes.
Well, just could you just tell us a little bit more, like for people who aren't here or who haven't the opportunity to see or to experience being in this Pavilion, like just some of the things that you have felt having been here, or some of the things that make you go, wow, if those things do exist?
Well, the one nice thing is that there are many different people from different countries and everything, so when you're living with them, when you have to do like tidying or things like this, of course you get to know the people, not a lot, but a little better than if you just meet them during a conference or something, a lecture. So that's what I like, because you just sleep right next to them. You go to have a shower after them. You're doing the cooking, or you help with the cookman. I don't know how to say it.
The cook.
It's a nice stuff, because it's around the dinner. You learn a lot from the other, because you speak while you're eating at the same time. It's quite a nice moment to share things. So making it as a main process of the whole stuff is very, I think it's very important for it wouldn't work this way if there wasn't the kitchen.
It's like the hub.
What I also like is the way they invest the Pavilion, saying that it's not that they don't care about the old building, but it just says that history is not that strong and that straight, and that you cannot touch any historical stuff. Because they're going out of the ceiling, and they put it over part of the, I don't know how to call the glass
the
windows.
The roof lights.
They cut it a bit to in order to go out with the scaffolding. So this kind of action, I think they show that in the end, the building is not that important, or even what people are doing in it is as much important as at the building itself. So that's what I like about what this shows to the people who come to visit this. I don't know what that's pretty.
Do you know much of the kind of like back in France, what kind of how it's been accepted, or what's been talked about in the French media? Like, do they like it? Do people in France like it? Has it caused controversy?
But I don't know what's happening in other countries. But I could say that this kind of way of acting is not French, but there are many like teams, or some teams who work like this, and the guy who's doing this or who's directing this, Patrick Bouchard, it's like in the architectural and art world, he's very known for doing this kind of stuff. I don't know if there are many who do this, but it's like it's also a bit very trendy, this kind of stuff. You have to know exactly why it's interesting or it's interesting. But you cannot. It's also very trendy, and we're in a biennale. We're not in the countryside.
Yeah,
there are a lot of media, so it's good because it makes people know about this kind of way of doing things. But it also is in a very, very special part of
it. It's very controlled.
Yeah,
and
in the end. Yeah. So it's nice, but it's not utopia or something like this. You know.
In terms then of say, like getting back to say your like college or university, the architecture university, like is there in your own experience, is it very free? Like, does it allow for like constructing real projects like this, or is it all very theoretical? And
we could do this, but it's actually a money problem. If we had money, we could do this. We would love to do this, but of course this costs a lot. Even if it's very cheap in the way it's made and everybody's helping, it costs us. So we could not do this as students. If you wanted to, it would be you have to get grants, or you have to always get this kind of stuff. So, but we can. The problem is that this kind of thing works if you do it, not if you say you're going to do it. So that's the problem.
Exactly.
And many things today are made like this, are about adapting to a context and everything. But the problem of this thing is that you cannot say that you're going to do something, because it doesn't have the same power as when you've done it, and when you explain what you've done and you show that this is what happened. So that's the problem, and that's I think a problem of the project now, because it's almost as if you couldn't even explain what you're going to do, because you don't know. So at the beginning, how to convince someone for something if you say that you're going to adapt yourself to what's happening. And I think that's kind of a problem when you have someone who wants to be sure of something, and then you're just telling him that you don't know. You can show what you've been doing before, show a bit like how you're doing, you're doing things, but the way you do things.
Because they have on the walls, like work in progress. It's open. It's moving, and depending on whatever inputs, whatever kind of new factors come into the equation, that shifts the whole equation, and new things happen in it, like the discussions with Lucian Kroll that have just happened, or whatever exists are going to do during this next week. So who knows? It could go off in a crazy tangent, like it's already had one sort of existence. Maybe
the problem is talking about architecture today is everything about norms, and people want to be absolutely sure of what you're gonna do. So it's totally the opposite of this. So that the way it is made now, it can't work. This when you take it like straightly, it should not be working, because the people when they want a project, they want it done, and they want it calculated and everything. So that's a bit of the challenge.
There's many challenges. But anyway, so I would like to talk a little bit. I'd like to hear about the kind of process, the communication process that you're exploring with your university, with this kind of we're just looking at your website here of your class or something. So could you just take us through and explain what's its purpose, and your personal journey in using it, and how it's helping or how it's not helping?
Well, it's usually I react to things that I don't like, and one of the things that many studios are doing now nowadays is that they make a website after the studio is over, so like an exhibition on the net. It could be seen this way, and so it's like a finished product. And usually with the example that I have in my school, I know that there are not many people who go to see this site after the studio, and what I tried to create was to create a website, but that would be open at the beginning of the studio, even if it wasn't perfect, complicated, and the way everybody would like it to be. So the thing is to adapt it during the process of the studio. And at first it's like a hard disk on the internet, so everybody from the studio can put the data about the site of the project, about the historical data and every kind of other data or references. And then we also put what we are doing at the moment. And there's a network in the website at the beginning, and but it can change according to what's happening in the studio. If for instance at the beginning we were a whole group of 26, and now we like four groups of less people, so each one with a theme, special themes. So I created after the separation, after to show that what we are doing, and so it adapts itself to what we're doing, and it's the principle or the thing is to do it the simplest way possible, to not lose weight, in order not to waste too much time doing the graphical stuff. And just do what we really need for the moment, even if after we do it better. It's, so it's just text with hyperlink and links, and then files when you or carpets where you have the files after. Sometimes you can have a more understandable page. It's just done to be the more practical.
In a very simple, you can be anywhere in the world and access your access the computer, access the net, and access your studio.
Yeah.
Put in stuff your lecturers can see it. It enables an easier communication process.
Yeah, but the only problem is that you don't have everybody for the moment who's got internet at home or things like that. And sometimes people, say, I don't have internet, so they feel like they're out of it, so they don't really want it. So that's a problem. I don't say that it works really well.
It's pushing us.
I'm working on it.
In the future, if, for example, a future scenario where all cities are completely Wi-Fi, and if you're a student, you automatically get a laptop. That sounds crazy today, but in the future, it'll probably be the reality. So.
To talk about this studio, for instance, I don't have everybody just putting the stuff for the moment. I'm trying to tell people to pursue people to do it, but it takes time.
Yeah.
And I have to prove them that it could be useful.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's not useful, they won't use it. Yeah. They won't be interested in it. So.
And what about also then, let's say in terms of web conference, could you have talks with your lecturer on a little screen? Your lecturer be on a screen. You could have another screen which you can see the papers he's holding. You can have a webcam onto your books.
But I'm just doing with what I know
at the moment. But this could grow to it. I suppose what I'm asking is
the studio knows better than me, because I started it because I knew a little bit how to do it. But if someone knows better and propose something, he does it.
But it's at the end, nothing really beats being in the studio, having those discussions with pen and paper and seeing and being in the same place.
Yeah.
But there's more, we can experiment with other ways. They mightn't be as good, but with them, things can be, improved than they are now, because now we only have to be physically there.
Yeah.
So it's pushing, many schools don't even have these kind of tools yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I suppose, the question, it's leading to, what kind of dialogue are we having, mm-hmm. and can the mechanism be improved?
Yeah. And this also allows to anybody to know what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Without trying to make a review or publication each time we are upgrading something.
Yeah.
So that's why I like it, because in my school the problem is that it's very close and between each studio, and nobody knows what the others are doing, because
that's something in work as well. You find so many in offices, nobody knows what the actual office as a whole, as the organism as a whole, is actually doing. They're all so broken up into little individual bits, and it, for me, that's unhealthy. It's good to know what each other are doing and mm-hmm. to have those mechanisms to relate the stories to each other quickly, simply, efficiently.
And it could allow other people who want to choose the next studio to be able to see what's happening, but in a better way, I think, that just a publication or a beautiful website at the end of the semester. So
good. So in finishing up, you're about to head back to Nantes now. Yeah. So you've enjoyed your few days here.
Yeah, I needed a holiday, so and I've been seeing a lot of things too, good. And meeting people. Good, so good.
And maybe when you go back, Meta Villa might have taken on another level, and you might still be able to participate by being in Nantes. Maybe there might be television or maybe discussions from here. Maybe people be able to webcam back. Yeah. You know, again, just widening that discussion.
Uh huh.
So who knows? A lot of strange, interesting people here.
Yeah, but something I want to add is that, of course, the internet allows many things. But we can say that in the future, of course, everybody's gonna have the internet. But the thing is that for the moment, it's not true, and it's not like a paradise, for the moment.
Yeah.
And you have to work on it.
To be real.
Yeah, because. That's why I'm trying to convince the people that it could be useful.
Yeah.
And it's a problem because all of them don't automatically believe in it.
Yeah,
and so even the teachers don't get. I think they've never been to see it.
Yeah.
The teachers from my studio, because they didn't understand what I was trying to do.
Well,
so
for example, like sometimes the if they've 100, I suppose. The thing I'm trying to propose is the idea of pointers,
uh-huh.
like signposts. You know, if you've got a million different websites, which one do I go to? But if there's a need, like let's say for example that the portal between Meta Villa and Nantes
mm-hmm.
is on your website. Maybe it's just some little software thing that enables. That's where you click to actually open the station of Meta Villa.
Mm-hmm.
If that's there and people hear that this is the best thing that's around it for these next month or two,
mm-hmm.
everybody starts clicking there because that's the direction. That's how you get to your destination.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's strange how sometimes the simplest or sometimes something so everyday, like a chair or a website now as it's moved to the next level, can become the most important.
Yeah.
That which enables to get somewhere, So
yeah.
Who knows? But you feel strongly about it and you're using it and it's your tool at the moment. It's one of your tools.
Yeah. My tools are, I don't know, well, the fucking programs everybody uses, and so AutoCAD, Photoshop, everybody. I really don't like this because I don't have the choice to do. You have to use a computer today, or you can scan things, you always have the Photoshop or something. And I think it's a shame, but you cannot do a lot against this. But you have to know you have to be. To be conscious that you're using the same tool as everyone in the planet, so it's frightening for me. It's very frightening, and what I'm trying to
but
do
it offers,
is
it offers opportunities as well.
Yeah, but you have to know the dark. You have to realize the dark side of it because
like everything.
Yeah, but
like
it's very sad because we're all using the same stuff, and in the end you can see the way everything is done. The graphical stuff. It's all the same. Well, it's
okay.
A bit of large stuff to talk about. But
well, listen, wish you the best of luck with the rest of your studies and your architectural adventures
mm-hmm.
and adventures with this site, and see where it goes. And we'll have a link up from the the thread.
I'll put your link to
to
my
we'll see. It's connecting those networks, you know. So anyway, so bonne journée.
Merci.